Good morning. I'm Emily Hansen. For those of you that don't know me, I'm currently pursuing my master's and I'm the graduate assistant for housing. And I also work at the Chadron Aquatic Center. So I grew up in Hemmingford, which is about 40 miles south. My parents divorced when I was one. And so my mom would take us to church most Sundays at the Methodist Church. I went to VBS. I also attended youth group in high school. But pretty much throughout my life, there was no Bible presence in our home. As I went through life, I guess today's passage was pretty fitting. I was constantly searching for my identity. In high school, I placed my identity in sports. I was pretty popular, I guess, and so I placed my identity in that. I wanted to be liked by guys, and I thought since I did good things, I was a good person. I went to church most Sundays. I attended youth group and I tried to volunteer as much as possible in the community. I was even baptized at the age of 5 in the Methodist Church. But if I knew what I know now about Christ, my baptism was not a testament to him. So after high school, I had a couple different opportunities to go on to college to do track. I actually came to Chadron and I did do track here as well. But the same thing happened in college. I was continuing to search for my identity. And right away, my freshman year, I found my identity in going to parties with friends. I wanted to be liked again by guys. And then at the end of my freshman year, my dad was sentenced to prison. And this left me once again searching for my identity, but basically with no hope. And then my sophomore year came along, and I was living in some pretty deep sin, and that sin kind of continued into my junior year. But then at the beginning of my junior year, I had a friend invite me to Revive in church. I agreed to go, not because I wanted to, but because I was like, hey, if my friend wants me to, I'll do it for her. And then at Revive, I started to get plugged in, but I was still leading this double life. Like, I would go to Revive, but then outside of Revive, I was living in sin. And but what was so cool was at the end of the semester, I started to feel some conviction about this sin, and about this life, this double life I was leading. And there was and at Revive, they had just started talking about Winter Conference. We just started talking about that too. But I didn't want to go. I wasn't going to give up my winter break to go be with some churchy people. But I went anyways, and I'm so thankful that I did. But there was a person there that she was an older person in Revive, and she pulled me aside and she started to talk to me. And mainly it was about just wanted to know who I was, where I grew up, all those sort of questions. And it was so cool to just see her want to know me. And then the next day we had another conversation. And throughout this conversation, I brought to light some of the sin that I had been living in. And I was so afraid of her judgment. I was like, oh my gosh, this person is just going to judge me so hard. But she truly showed me what it means to be in Christ. And she showed me that it's okay, and that she still loved me. She didn't love the sin, but she still loved me. And so that afternoon, I asked one of my friends, I said, hey, what does it mean to know Jesus and to ask him into my heart? And if you'd be willing, would you help me do this? Because I had no idea how to do it. And so that afternoon, I prayed. I said, I know that I'm a sinner. And I asked Jesus if he would forgive me for my sins and be my Lord and Savior. And wow, what an awesome experience, because God truly made me see the world in a different light. Number one, he showed me my sin. He showed me now what it meant to be in Christ and find my identity in Christ. He also showed me that how to forgive others, because I had been forgiven for my sins. And so I was able to forgive my dad. And this was a long process. I wrote a couple letters to him. I wrote, I stopped communication with him because I just wanted him to see. But then going back to this, when I got back to Chadron after winter break, I had another friend that connected me to a biblical counselor. And one of the things that we really worked through was finding my identity in Christ. And of course, we went to the Word. And so Ephesians 1, 5 through 7, I want to read that. So he says, it states, "He predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace." And what an awesome verse to show you what your identity in Christ looks like. I know that I'm chosen. I was predestined for adoption. I was accepted by God and ultimately a recipient of his grace. And for, because of that, I am forgiven of my sins. And just, I don't know, I'm just overwhelmed by how awesome that is. And also, I have hope in this world. You know, we live in a world filled with sinners, and but we know that we can have our hope in Christ. And another cool thing is that my testimony didn't just stop that day that I prayed that. You know, it's God has continued to work. This past spring, God gave me the opportunity to finally testify through baptism that I am following Christ. And he just continued to show that he's such a faithful and awesome God and that he keeps his promises. So as I close, I'm so thankful for this church and the people here that have come alongside me and shown me what it means to be brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, they've come alongside me. They've invited me into their homes, prayed for me, discipled me, and they continue to love me. And so I just want to thank you for letting me share my testimony. And I hope that you can not see me, but see Christ's work in me.